Yes, I thought I'd have you on a podcast that wasn't about Supernatural. Just to warm you
one
up.
Day, one day,
yes. Well, I'm in the middle of season one now, and it's been pretty rough sledding. But we'll get there, and then we'll...
Stick with it. There's a couple of good episodes that you're really going to like.
That Bugs episode, man, that was really hard.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
This is not going to turn into a Supernatural podcast, is it?
No. Because... Scott, it'll be about the Gilmore Girls before it's about Supernatural.
All right. That, I could talk about the Gilmore
Girls. I know. We can do that. We're going to threaten. One of these days, it'll be like a filibuster on The Incomparable. It'll be Scott.
You know what you're going to have to do for that is just talk really, really fast.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's the whole point. Yeah. Just speed up. Record the podcast and then just speed it up and then... put that out.
And one of the guests will be a troubadour. That's that's how that's going to work. It's going to be really quirky.
What are you, Jonathan Coulthard?
Beep. Yeah, the, you know, spoiler horn.
I love hearing you do the manual spoiler horn.
Yo. Yeah. All right, so that's the... There's the spoiler
horn. Channel going crazy. We were told there would be no spoilers here.
Yeah, get off the live broadcast if you haven't seen Iron Man 3, okay?
You don't want spoilers, get off the internet, really.
I mean, really, seriously. Mm-hmm. The internet is just a spoiler factory. Also,
boy, I love the internet.
Also, what can we say? Rosebud is his sled.
Yeah. What?
I'm really scared.
Bruce Willis was dead the whole time.
You know, in the House of M episode, I mentioned No More Mutants, and Merlin had a freak out, and I'm like, dude, it's 8 years old. Come on. It's spoilers for the last 8 years.
I love how far back you have to reach to get a good Val Kilmer movie.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Poor guy.
Although he took some pretty awesome selfies on Instagram. Like, if you follow his Instagram.
I kind of feel a little ill right now. Yeah.
That is great Val Kilmer knowledge, Lisa. Thank you. Yeah.
No, I saw that and I was like, oh my gosh, this is delightful. Oh, it's. I implore all of you to go find... you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to Google that and I'll send Jason the
link.
Yes,
thank you. We'll put that in the show notes. That's good. Yes, very important. Yes. Val Kilmer's
Incomparable, sponsored by Val Kilmer.
Val Kilmer. I would do that. I would do that. You know, Real Genius is out on HD on iTunes now. I almost fell out of my chair when I saw it. So you can... It's not on Blu-ray, but the HD version is now on iTunes. So.
Oh my God! And the thing is he looks like Joe Biden too. It's
yeah, well, like Happy, Val Kilmer has gained some weight. That's just how.
And
it
that's
is.
Fine.
When
you get know old, what? God
there's
bless
nothing
him,
wrong
he's
with
his
it.
50s. Yeah.
That's what happens. And that's that.
All right.
See,
that was a lot of fun.
Boom! Podcast done. Whoa.
Oh my God, this Val Kilmer. Oh, this is awesome.
Did the Val Kilmer...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Where is that? Oh,
it's at least
there it is.
Yeah. Yes, there it is. Because he also takes pictures of where it's Val Kilmer. He snaps what he sees, but...
Oh, that's great. It's like there's some chest hair in this picture that's in the chat room.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Is in the chat room?
Yeah, there's Hurricane Nita Twitter link is a selfie of Val Kilmer.
I'm sending the one from Washington, D.C. Yeah. Oh my gosh. No, he's delightful.
Yeah.
This is kind of awesome. Yeah.
New hairdo for my job as a lobbyist. I mean, just and what I love is his pictures are terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, and he's just... He just keeps on keeping on. It's delightful.
What does he have? Val Kilmer has nothing to prove.
Bless you, Val Kilmer, wherever you are.
The Iceman chomped his way into immortality. So
he really does look like Biden.
Yeah.
Like a younger, slightly weirder Biden.
Yeah. See, now I kind of want to cast him in the next Avengers movie as just something, just to get him.
They need a new vice president.
He was already Batman.
This is true.
Yeah.
He was already Batman.
Speaking, so was George Clooney.
Maybe that's why he couldn't be in Iron Man, is because he was Batman, and those are just complimentary things.
Right. Speaking of, like...
But you know what? Chris Evans was Johnny Storm before they made him Captain America.
That's true.
And you have to remember that Ryan Reynolds actually jumped franchises, because first
he was Deadpool.
And then he was the Green Lantern. And granted, Green Lantern is dreadful, but...
Terrible movie!
Yeah, that's an awful movie.
So
Wolverine
bad.
It's a pretty bad movie, too. Or whatever the hell it's called. That. X-Men Origins. Yeah, it
does. X-Men Origins, colon, Wolverine.
Oh, it's terrible. Oh, it's just...
Or is it X-Men colon, Oranges dash, Wolverine? I don't know.
Yeah. Although what I really enjoy about that movie is the marketing was genius, because it had Liev Schreiber in it as well, because he plays Victor Creed, you know, Sabretooth. And so when that movie came out, they basically dispatched Hugh Jackman to hit all of, like, The View and all of those other ladies' Gabfest shows where he could pretend to be America's boyfriend. And they put Ryan Reynolds on the cover of, like, Men's Health and all of those magazines that promise you fantastic abs. And then they sent Liev Schreiber to shill at NPR. And, and I thought, whoever is doing the marketing plan for this is just a genius. They've managed to just figure out the demographics for everybody, because they put Liev Schreiber on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, and they have him talking, well, it's really a journey. This movie is really a journey. And, and I thought, oh my God, you'd never guess that you're talking about one of the most supremely moronic superhero movies of all time. I could just practically see people in their cars as they're snapping along to Peter Sayle going, well, Liev Schreiber's in this, so maybe we'll give it a try.
That's horrible, man.
Movies.
Just doesn't work out for anybody. But anyway. Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks, guys.
Mm-hmm. No, thank you. That was a lot of fun.
And thanks to the 5x5 listening public. We're going to turn off the thing. Thanks, 5x5. Goodbye.